Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Reverend Motown, Deacon Def Jam are here with church complaints. Let's go.
Gracious old Father.
Open it up right now. Open it up right now.
We come to you on a bended knee.
That's right.
Asking for your fervorosity and your contrality to manifestify the things that are happening in our world today. Church complaints coming from the Trandificus Deacon Def Jam.
I don't know how to accept my greeting, but all right.
You accept it as it is, as in the Bible, come as you are. That's how you is.
All right, well, let's just get down to it. Let's just be understood. These are not my complaints. These are complaints from the church.
Well, you the one bringing them, man. Just like in the movie Godfather, what did the Marlon Brando tell Sonny? Whoever bring you the bad news.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The messenger?
The Godfather?
Yeah.
I didn't know he sounded.
Know your moves, anyways, Mr. Texas A&M graduate.
All right. Well, that's Tommy. That's not me. I'm different. Stay with me. I try to teach you this. Here it is. Sister Ernestine Blaylock got upset at the church gala this past Saturday night. She said the prime rib didn't have any seasoning on it, Pastor, and she pepper sprayed it right there on the table. I guess she thought that was going to get us some seasoning. There were 8 members hospitalized, and she sat there and ate her prime rib. What do you want to do with her?
Well, we're not going to do anything about that. I have talked to the cooks about putting seasoning on the food. A couple of them, but we have 4 of them that works at White Hotels. And they brings them practices to our banquet. I told them, quit running everything under hot water, setting it on a plate. So I ain't mad at Sister Blaylock. Maybe next year they'll add more seasoning. Go ahead, D.
All right, moving right along. Baskin Robbins will be dropping their ice cream chicken flavored sandwich on Thursday. They are expecting thousands to show up. Now, the complaint is that Sister Moselle Rivers, she claims that it's her recipe, but it was stolen by Sister Barbara Hayes, who manages Baskin Robbins. She don't want us to march. She want us to go up there and fight come Thursday. Yo, Carl.
We're not involved in this chicken fight. You can't say that you got the recipe that flavors ice cream as that of chicken. Not be able to say, and it's going to be a low seller. I'm going to just tell you that. What you're trying to do is do what Popeyes done did, and it ain't fitting to pop off like that.
Mm-mm. Ice cream chicken sandwich, not going to say it.
Okay. No, don't nobody want that.
Okay. Mm-mm. All right, whatever you say.
We don't mind cold chicken, but we don't want ice cold chicken with ice cream.
That's too much.
On chocolate
that's
bread.
Yeah, that's a lot.
The hot
that's
hell
a lot
that's
you
a,
just did.
That is an awful lot.
All right.
Cold ass right. Chicken with ice cream on chocolate bread. Huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Listen, Pastor, the shouting helmets and shoulder pads arrived this past week. It's your call on who you want to give them to. We only have 2 sets. We have 2 helmets and 2 shoulder pads. Who do you want to give them to in the sanctuary that shouts too much? That's up to you.
Well, no, we're not going to give them to the shouters. We're going to give them to the victims of the shouters. skinny ass Pearline, she gets run over every Sunday by big ass sister Jocelyn. We need her in pads and helmets. Mm-hmm. And we need that skinny, that new skinny deacon, Brother Shivers.
Shivers.
That's always trying to stop the shouters, and he gets his ass knocked out every week. So okay, them is the two helmets that we want to give out.
They to the victims.
The victims.
The victims.
Ignorant.
They catch you hell.
All right, here's a situation we got going on. Sister Kiva Deatra Phillips.
I got a visual.
Sister Kiva Deatra Phillips, as you know, she has two kids. Her youngest, Jacoby Phillips, is 3 years old. The boy already has a head full of gray hair and a full beard. She's asking for the church to pay for the doctor visit. But now, check this out, Pastor. Sister Dottie Little shaved the boy down and told her mama that we wasn't paying for that, and that she just got a grown-ass baby. That's what she told.
So stupid.
Now, you can't just shave nobody's child down, Pastor, like that. That's not right.
Well, she's already done it now, Deacon. It's done. What do you want to do? And who did you say shaved the boy?
Sister Dottie Little.
Now, we've all seen Sister Dottie. Mm-hmm. Do anybody want that ass whooped? Let your church say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Boy, stay shaved. Let the boy head deep.
Do anybody.
Here's a serious one, Pastor. Sister Robin Crawford, who wrote the book, has written another book called I'm Telling Everybody's Secrets. And she says she knows where Tommy on Martin used to work. She gonna tell that. She also said she know who drank the last of the Kool-Aid, and she knows what really happened to Jussie Smollett the night of Chicago. She's telling all the secrets, Pastor. The church wants to actually make a petition to stop her to doing this book.
No, sir. We're not going to do that. We're going to support this project and let the truth come out. Because I sure want to know the hell happened to Jesse that night. I want to know the true story between him, them Nigerians.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know from Jesse how he was walking at 2:30 in the morning in Chicago, ice cold, to buy a damn sandwich and managed to get back home with the sandwich after getting choked. Once you put a noose around my neck, I don't even have an appetite.
Right, Pastor.
So we need this book to come on out so we can find out about all these here things.
Coming up at the top of the hour, entertainment and national news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.